Hi. Because generally, in the end, my voice will just raise up, and this is not big, and everybody's closing. So glad to see everybody here. Today, the message, right, is kind of very straightforward. The title is, How Strong Are You? And this is a famous Bible truth, and everybody, right, should be very familiar with. If I can get it going. Oh, okay. Yeah, receiver is still in my hand, so. All right, life. What's about life? Everybody, since when we were a child, or we have the child, we teach them, right? The purpose of your life, 2M. One is prosperous. Second, to be successful. And that is exactly recorded in the Bible. So the problem right now is that, okay, the Bible starts with then, right? So that means there's something, right, in front. But in the Chinese circle, what we define as prosperous and a successful? Well, health is most important, right? You have to be healthy. And you have to have a long life. What else? Wealth, money, dollar sign. What else? Happiness. So it's very interesting, right? To be prosperous and to be successful, let's look through this Bible set and see how it... All right. Today, the key message that being strong and very courageous and be careful to obey. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Because you may be successful wherever you go. And this is from the Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. So, if you have the Bible, please turn to your Bible. Today, we're going to talk about from the Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9, chapter 1 in Joshua. And I will just read through some of them, just a key highlight. So the time is come. Moses is dead, and God show up, talk to the Joshua, saying that, my servant Moses is dead. Now then, you and all the people get across the river, the Jordan River, right, into the land, the promised land, has been promised about 500 years ago. And finally, this is the time, this is the moment. And we can move to next one. All right, and continues that God make a couple promise, say that I will give you every place when you set your foot, and your territory going to expand to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east, all over. And most important thing is that you are going to be unstoppable. You say no one will be able to stand against you all the day of your life. So we would say they will be very successful, right? And God promised the most unique thing is that I will be with you and I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the key message coming in, just be strong and courageous. Because you have to lead the all these people, right, go into the promised land and to live there and own there, right? That is the promise I have swore to your ancestor, right, to own it. So this is a promised land, and this is all the support. And keep continue again. He said, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law and do not turn, so you can be successful wherever you go. And you have to keep the book and you have to meditate on it. And most important thing is that you have to do everything right, return in it. Then here come the then. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Okay, let's bow. Dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful you call us today, and also make us believe and accept Jesus as our Lord. Today is the day we come in to worship. We put ourselves in front of you. We really want to learn your word. Please put your word into our heart and let us have a humble mind. Today we're going to learn how to be strong, how to be courageous, so our life later on could be very prosperous and successful in your hand. So be with us, open our heart and mind and soul. Let us really deepen with the Holy Spirit. Let us understand this word and that us can live it out. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so how much do you know about the character Joshua? Oh, wow, before that, right, let's define the word first. Strong. Is that strong? Yeah, be strong. Be strong is very interesting, right? According to the NIV, it's kind of like the, you know, verb and adjective. But in the original Hebrew language, right, it's a verb. It's an action verb. And when we go into the be strong, generally we're thinking about, you know, be physical, strong. But I never be able to be physical, strong. It could be because my name, my Chinese name is not strong. It's more like literature. So I never be a physical person, right? So is that be strong going to be physical? To some extent, right? But why we want to pick up this word? You have to be careful about be strong. Because this is exactly the word when we are using the Exodus, that God hardened the heart of the Pharaoh. It's the same word. So that means that if you be strong in the wrong direction, it becomes you are against God's will. So going to the be strong, number one is that you have to toward the right direction. You have to be careful about that. It's not that, oh, I just make up my mind, I want to be forceful. It's not. It could be go into two different directions. One is you become so hard, you won't listen to God's voice. And the other, you are so submissive to God. So right now, this one is that you have to in the right mindset. So be strong. Have to be careful, right, to the direction. Okay. And next one, courageous. It's the same thing, right? In the English, it's an adjective word, but in the original Hebrew, it's an action word. So courageous, right, is action. It's not just described. And it could be the physical, could be the mentally, but most important in our world, you have to be spiritually. Mean you have to be courageous in the Lord. Right. So after this, right, we are very clear about the definition, then we can go further, right, to the next one. Joshua. Bible did not really recall very clear how he grew up like Moses. We know that Moses started from the baby, right? And we know where the apparent coming from. But Joshua, no. The Bible recall his first appearance in the war. The first one, remember, we talk about the Jehovah Nissi. It's our flag. That's the time he show up. So he's a trooper. When he go into the Bible, when he show up, right, he already is in the ready mode. He's a warrior already. And that is the exactly right recording in Exodus, the chapter 18. There is a war. The first war, right, about 2 months, right after they came out of the Red Sea, across the Red Sea, and they got enemy right away. And this enemy, right, was very strong. They are the descendant of the Esau, which is very physical. And all the territory, right, if you look at it, right, they go out across the Red Sea, and right at the spot, they got attacked right away. Because enemy were never really willing to step into, they want to go all the way up to the promised land. But there's an obstacle to stopping them right away. And at that time, this war is very interesting. There's a couple parts. There are three sections. One section is all the Israel people. Second section is the army going to the war. And there is a third section is up in the mountain. So at that time, there's a two weapon. One is a sword. The other is a staff of the God, which holding was in the Moses' hand. And troop is a soldier, right, chosen by Joshua. So he's very skillful. And when they go in there, the success determined factor, right, is that how you raise it up, the staff of God. It's not just the weapon. Every time, if Moses, lower it down, they lost. So you guess what, right? People will find a solution. They find a stone to let the Moses sit down because he's going to a long battle. And the other one, on the right, on the left, Aaron and the herd, just hold your hands up. In that way, right, hold up all the way to the evening so they can keep on winning. And very interesting, right? And Bible recall that. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. So that's the interesting part, right? The battle. The battle is not just the sword. Battle is also the prayer in the mountain. You step up and you raise the flag of the God, you have to know what are you fighting for? Where are your strengths coming from? There's always power. In the front, in the battlefield, out in the back, prayer support all the way through. And that is how God wants us to perform. So next event, for the Joshua, what else he need to learn? He learned that not only the strength, he also have a spiritual involved. And second one is that the 40 day, 40 night, when God gave the law to the Moses, to the Israel people, he took the Joshua all the way to the mountain night. Just somewhere sat and hear and listen 40 day and 40 night. He was there. And only he and Moses was there while Moses receiving all the word instruction from Moses. And he asked him down. So he is become the first aid to the Moses through the, all the process. He seen, he hear, he listen, and he learned. And next one, how special is he is that during the time, it's almost the time that Moses say, okay, we're going to explore the promised land. So every tribe, they choose the delegate. And Joshua was one of them. He represents Ephraim, the tribe. So they go into the promised land. They got a couple duty to perform. They want to know this promised land, what land it is, how it looks like. And they want to know the soil. Is that soil going to produce? Is going to guide God promise? Is going to be the fruit, milk, and honey or not? And besides that, most important thing is that they want to know how strong is the defense of those people and how powerful are those enemies. And that's their mission. So they send across the river, then go into the territory, and then explore and find out, spy everything out. And later, they came back and carry a cluster of the grapes, a very heavy one. It's a very big one. And it only take two people, right, to carry that cluster. So it's everything is just like, it's a promised land. It's very juicy, very prosperous lands. But only have the problem, they got enemy. And those enemy are huge. Definitely is bigger than Howard and very strong. Right. And they say, wow, in their eye, we are almost like a grasshopper. So if you're famous, familiar with the Bible, right, they are almost look like the Goliath with David. Very tall, very strong, and we are all like me, very small and weak. So when you look at that, right, I don't fight. I cannot fight. My physical is weak. So their voice is almost like, what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, wow, no way I'm going to overcome those people. No way. It kind of like me to against the whole NBA team for the basketball. No way I'm going to win. So everybody just chicken out, say, hey, we don't want to die there. Let's choose another leader. That's junk, the Moses. That's going back. That's going back to the where we came from, where we got saved from. They want to go back to Egypt, which God already spent so much effort to show how powerful he is and how faithful he is. But they would decide to go back because they don't want the battle. They don't think they have a chance, right, physically to win the battle. They are afraid. They got discouraged. And that's exactly right what they did. So God was so angry about them. I say, hey, I'm so faithfully, right, perform all this 10 calamity in Egypt, right? And I brought you out, across the river, right, to show how mighty I am. And I never let my arm to be shorted. I give to you, right? I give you manna. I give you all the drink, the free water, and I make you an army, and you can destroy and beat in all the enemy you could, and now you got cold feet. And you are not really believe in me. So God was angry, right? You keep on testing, and you keep on disbelieving. And in the end, God said, okay, fine. You guys just circle here. Keep circling, keep circling. Keep circling in the wilderness. You, all your people who are complaining, all your generation, you will not step into the promised land as you wish. But the kids you are worried about, I will raise them up and I will let them go into the promised land. And that caused them 38 more years. Keep circling, keep circling, keep circling. And now is the time. It's the end of the generation. All of them die, and only three persons left at that time. Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. And it's about the time to do the transition. So God asked the Moses, right, to carry the torch, handle the torch to the Joshua. And that's exactly what happened. And now the coming of time, was Joshua ready to take the assignment? It's not an easy assignment, right? He been visually seen all those enemies. But after that, they are 38 years, they are keep circling, keep circling. Sometime, time. And all the meaningless work will wear people out. Thinking about Moses, when he was guilt up, right, and tried to lead the people out of Egypt, he's thinking he is elected when he was about 40 years old. So he's physically very strong, right? So he goes against the people who is really harsh about his people, and he killed it, Egyptian, and then he reigned. And 40 years, right, in nowhere, just doing the shepherding, the sheep. And in the end, he just totally, right? All the ambition, all the self-confidence, he's just gone. But God will use that people. And now it's a Joshua time. He's better, right? At least he's very faithful. And he's still thinking about that promise. And now is the time. And God say, okay, yeah, Joshua, a man, right? Have the spirit of the leadership. So now come to you. Are you a leader? When is the time for you? Will you be strong enough, courageous enough to lead? No matter how the group is, will you be the person, right? Step up and say, I will do it. I'm so strong, I'm so courageous, nothing can get me down. Is that who you are? Are you that strong? So Joshua, the name is very simple. If you go into the Greek, it's exactly the name of Jesus. So Yahweh is my Savior. And that's exactly the same meaning, same word. So now Joshua taking over, it's kind of showing up when Jesus comes, or what he would do for us. Obedient. Be strong. Be courageous. He's born as nobody. He's a slave, right, in Egypt. But he's a great warrior all his life, right? When he show up, the first one, he get into a war and leading a troop. So there's something in you, right? Your nature, ability, God already provided to you. You have to enhance that. And second is that, hey, learn, obedient to learn. Whatever job is working there, right? He learned. He put your heart out. There are always the things God wants us to expand more than our natural ability he provides to us. There's something. Something is going to enhance us. And nothing can stop that if you're willing to. And he's going to be a man of courage and of the faith. And it takes time, right? And there will be time. There will be time God wants you to step up to be the leader. So he got his mission very clear. The mission is not an easy one, but his mission was his really craziness. He wants to be the leader, is it? We don't know. But God makes sure he knows what he's going to do for him. God will let him know. And God will specify so clear, there's no chance you're going to misunderstand it. The mission is clear. Lead my people to the land I'm promised to him, to them. But sometimes, task is not that easy. Sometimes, you have no clue how to perform it. You do know the task over there, and you're thinking you're capable if you do it yourself, because you're not afraid. But God is not satisfied by that. God wants more. God wants you to lead his people. It's not only you. There's a group of the people God going to assign to you, just like originally he assigned Joshua to the Moses, and take time, right, to bring it up. And it's also your duty. You are not going alone this time. You need to lead, and all the people God assigned to you, no matter how hard, how easy, how submissive they are, or how rebuilding they are. You should do the job. But he did give his support to you. He promised what? He would give wherever you put your foot into it, wherever you stand, that's the territory God going to provide to you. So the key thing right now, will you step your foot into the battle? Will you make your stand when you are in the battlefield? Will you? That's exactly what God gave him in the first sentence. Go in, make a stand, and you will know when you be there, victory is following you through. And you keep on going, the territory is right, going to expand. No matter you go west, going north, going south, going east, as long as you step your foot in, God will expand the territory, give it to you. Right? Because nobody can able to stop you. And that's a great promise, right? Because God's going to with you. God's going to accompany you. And you will know. And all the followers know you are commissioned by God. Because inside you, they know you are different. You are not just by yourself. So where is his strength from? God said very clear, it's not an easy one. You have to keep on being strong. Keep on being courageous, right? Because you are not just yourself. You are obligated. There's so many people going to depend on you, no matter if you know or you don't know. And God already made the promise to those people. Even you don't know what God promised them. But they do know, right? They have to follow you. They do have to follow you. Just like you originally, how you follow the Moses. So now God keep repeating this, be strong and courageous. Why? Why God want to keep repeating this? Because he know the human mind. Saying once, yeah, I remember. Saying twice, maybe it's meaningful. When he's saying the third time, right, he know, wow, God is meaning. And inside this, right, just from the verse 1 to the verse 9, God repeats three times. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And be strong and very, very courageous. So that's the point, right? He wants to convince you. You have to. You have to. Right? And how to be that? It's not physical. We talk about it. If it's a physical, then I would never got any job for God. Right? But mentally and spiritually as well. And how to do that? First one, all the strength coming from obedience. You have to take the assignment. You're not afraid to take the assignment. You're not afraid to raise the flag of God. Raise the banner. I am a Christian. I am the blessing one. Right? Don't be afraid. In Bible, God give his word. Don't turn. You know your assignment, right? God wants you to have a prosperous life. He wants you to be successful. But he don't want you to go into the world, use their mean. He don't want you to cheat. He wants you to be honest, be holy, right? You don't need all those tricks. You have God with you. And you have to keep it. And you have to meditate. It's more like that. You know, I always enjoy, right, to get into the youth fellowship. Do you know why? Because every time when I step in, right, they are singing. They are singing. There's always some melody, right, coming from there. Even they are not singing, their activity, right, is like a beautiful song, singing, right? That's the energy. And it's the power we learn from each other. And that's exactly the meditation. He said, God wants you humming, humming, humming his word. You're not only just listening to you, you're eating in, right? And you're singing it out. And that's the worship team all about. It's not how accurately one every single note we carry. It's a melody, right, from your heart that really bring you into life. It's not how it's sung. It's God is listening. God wants that true worship in truth and in spirit. And most important thing, you have to practice it. You have to do it. It's not whether it's just right or wrong. It's a heart. You have to ask you it. You have to put it into the practice. So let's conclude a little bit. What we have learned. Definitely right now we know, right? You have to be strong. You have to be courageous. And it takes time and effort. Don't underestimate what you are doing when you are studying. Put your effort in. When you are singing, practice, rehearsing, put your heart in. It doesn't matter. Nobody knows what in the promised land look like exactly. Human mind is limited. All the good things, right, God is going to provide to you. Tell me, anybody can picture out how the heaven look like? God used the most gracious word. most understand what we can really comprehend. He said, pure gold, lots of gem, light everywhere, bright, right? No tear, no harm. Because this is exactly the word, right, we can appreciate in life. But God is more than that, right? God have a very special plan for each of us. It doesn't matter what status we are. There is a plan. You're going to be a leader. You're going to lead. It doesn't matter who you lead. You will lead. One day, just like Joshua, after 40 years, he got his chance. And you, I don't think lots of you more than 40 years, right? But that's exactly what God wants you to do. You have to be prepared, be ready, right? God's timing is not what we can decide, but you will know when the times come. You will know. And God is so faithful and so almighty. The most important thing is that if you do, you are willing to take the assignment. God promised he will always with you. Let you physically, vividly, right, to feel his presence all the way through. You will know. So most important thing, you're going to be strong and you're going to be courageous in the Lord. Right? How we do that? Start from the basic, right? You obey, you keep, you meditate, and you do. And that is the definition, right? How you can be courageous, how you can be strong and lead to the prosperous and successful life. All right. So we go through all the pictures. We go to all the assignment. Remember, forward. Ready? Go. Conquer. And on. All right? That's the mission. Go where? I don't know. You have to ask God. God will tell you. Right? But you have to be ready. You have to be a warrior type heart within you. Well, can see. Keep moving. Next one. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Why showing this? It could be the mountain high. It could be in the valley. And it could be in the swamp. We don't know. And that's the beauty of life God assigned to us. So now come into the basics. How strong are you? How strong are you? Do you think it's a time for you to lead? Are you prepared yet? Are you still in the desert circling? Have God appeared to you and tell you to do some assignment yet? Reassure his promise to you? Is that the time you realize God is always with you? Are you willing to commit? Are you willing to be obedient and to keep and meditate and do all the God's work faithfully? It's not easy. Because as long as you stand, God make a big promise. Set your foot in and make a stand. And God say that territory gonna belong to you as I promise. So this is a message. How strong are you? How strong are you? It's not only just physical. It's not only the mental. It's also involved spiritual. and it also involved the conviction. Okay. Dear Father in the heaven, we know you are faithful. We know you are almighty. But we are weak. And most of the time, we are facing the trouble and difficulty in our life. Sometimes we are afraid. Sometimes we are discouraged. But we do know something in you will never, never go away. We do know at the time when we confess Jesus as our Lord, when we believe in you raise him up from the dead, we become the children of yours. Now today we learn. We learn that how you instruct the Joshua, how you encourage him to be strong and courageous. How did you promise him all his life gonna be successful, gonna prosper? But we also know there's a mission. He need to be strong and courageous. In the same way today, we would like to commit ourselves to you again. Please help in us. Let us really learn the secret. Let us be strong. Let us be courageous. Let us to be obedient to you. Let us know your law is only thing that care. Your will be done in us. And also help in us. Let us overcome our fear. Let us overcome our discouragement. Let us know no matter what happened, you did promise. As long as we remain in you, we obey in you. Wherever we go, wherever we step our foot in, that's the territory. We're going to proclaim your name. You're going to make a stand. So be with us. Make us strong. Make us courageous. Let us know in the day of our life, as long as we are in you, carry out your will. No one, nothing can stop us. For this, we praise you. For this, we are grateful. May your name be exalted. May every people say the good thing. Give all the glory back to you. This is our prayer. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Nick. This is a time of offering. And as offering is also an act of worship, I'll ask the usher to come forward. And so I'll also ask all of you to rise, and as we will sing a song,